President, thank you, and allow me first at the outset to congratulate you, Ambassador Bencini, on assuming your role, and to assure you, of course, of my delegation's full cooperation and support. I'd like also, of course, to take the opportunity to welcome all new colleagues to the conference, and I'd like also just to extend my best wishes to departing Ambassador Turner and wish him well. President, as the CD reconvenes this year, it is essential, we believe, that we recall the positive engagement throughout the course of last year under the leadership of the P6, which culminated in the adoption of an important decision to establish subsidiary bodies towards advancing substantive discussions on the agenda items of the CD. This decision allowed for brief exchanges within each subsidiary body and the agreement of brief but important reports, Mr. President, under Ireland's presidency. Key to carrying forward this positive momentum is to recall the novel spirit of continuity which characterised our discussions last year. Indeed, we're not starting from scratch, and we urge all CD member states to allow for the CD to pick up where it left off. President, we look forward to the draft decision to which you have referred earlier today on the work of the CD for 2025, which we believe would respect this spirit of continuity. We believe such a draft decision would provide the basis for swiftly reaching agreement and allowing the subsidiary bodies to begin their work and to do so promptly. We reiterate our thanks and our appreciation to the subsidiary body coordinators for their ongoing efforts and wish them all the best this year. President, the CD and its subsidiary bodies must proceed with a real sense of urgency. In the face of proliferating global crises, it is imperative that the conference assume its responsibilities by addressing the challenges facing humanity and by addressing the mandate of negotiating legally binding multilateral instruments. We regret the fact that this body has been unable to achieve consensus over a programme of work for over two decades. After such an extended period of paralysis in this forum, a sense of disillusionment has understandably taken hold. Flexibility and genuine political will are crucial to transforming this lamentable and unsustainable state of affairs. President, we must keep this purpose and urgency at the top of our minds as we reconvene the subsidiary bodies in order to avoid them devolving into deliberative forums, as we have seen in the past, which is what the Disarmament Commission is for. The establishment of subsidiary bodies is not a panacea as such, but it presents an opportunity for advancing substantive discussions towards commencing negotiations, and it is our duty to seize this opportunity. Furthermore, it is likewise our duty to ensure inclusive participation in the work of the CD, both in terms of urgently enlarging CD membership to reflect today's global landscape and in allowing for observer participation this year. The trend over the last few years of preventing inclusive participation in our work is unacceptable and contrary to the spirit of multilateralism and should not be repeated again this year. President, we meet against the backdrop of an increasingly unstable international peace and security context and ongoing challenges to multilateral diplomacy, including increased conflict, nuclear risks and nuclear threats, and a contested outer space environment. Ireland looks forward to working with you, Mr. President, as well as the P6, subsidiary body coordinators, and all CD members towards building common understandings that can get us back to fulfilling the essential mandate of this conference. In conclusion, President, I want to add that Ireland will align itself with the statement that the EU colleague will make in the course of the morning. Thank you very much.